Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Night Prey by John Sanford, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This book is copyrighted 1994 by John Sanford. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. It was a very cold, very clear morning in the Carlos Avery Game Reserve, cold enough to preserve the body lying there, clear enough so the state investigator couldn't miss it. There was something familiar about the stab wounds, she thought, but the Minneapolis police dismissed her theories, and the city's new police chief has problems enough of her own. The cops are wary of her. The public thinks she is too political. The feminists think she's sold out. And this damn murder just won't go away. Caught in the middle, the chief turns to Lucas Davenport for help, and reluctantly, he agrees. And now, Night Prey.
Chapter 1. The night was warm, the twilight inviting. Middle-aged couples in pastel shirts holding hands strolled the old cracked sidewalks along the Mississippi. A gaggle of college girls jogged down the bike path, wearing sweatsuits and training shoes, talking as they ran, their uniformly blonde ponytails bouncing behind them. At 8, the streetlights came on, whole blocks at once, with an audible pop. Overhead, above the new green of the elms, nighthawks made their skizzik cries, their wing flashes like the silver bars on new first lieutenants. Spring was shading into summer. The daffodils and tulips were gone, while the petunias spread across their beds like Mennonite quilts. Coop was on the hunt. He rolled through the residential streets in his Chevy S10, radio tuned to Country Light, his elbow out the window, a bottle of pig's eye beer between his thighs. The soft evening air felt like a woman's fingers stroking his beard. At Lexington and Grand, a woman in a scarlet jacket crossed in front of him. She had a long, graceful neck, her dark hair up in a bun, her high heels rattling on the blacktop. She was too confident, too lively, moving too quickly. She was somebody who knew where she was going. Not Coop's type. He moved on. Coop was 31 years old, but at any distance looked 10 or 15 years older. He was a short, wide man with a sharecropper's bitter face and small, suspicious gray eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?